Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Honeymoon, here we come. Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Donna Vaughn, and here are today's top local stories. Well, some rough weather around for the trip to work this morning, and you may want to take in your Halloween decorations before you head out today. AccuWeather meteorologist Heather Zare joining us now with a live report. Heather?
And it is going to be a bit of a stormy day, Donna. We're looking at more clouds than sun. The showers that have already been around overnight, along with gusty winds, they're going to continue mostly during the early part of the day. That's when conditions are going to be wettest, with some showers around. Some gusty winds, though, can stick around at any point for today. And we are looking for winds that can average 15 to 25 miles per hour today, with a few gusts up to around 30 miles per hour. So as you said, that could impact outdoor decorations. Temperature-wise, we get up to 64 this morning, but it drops back towards 60 this afternoon. I'm AccuWeather meteorologist Heather Zare on New York's weather station, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
And of course, AccuWeather is always keeping a close eye on conditions, so stick with 1010 Winds at 92.3 FM this morning for the latest. Well, some unnerved subway passengers stuck aboard a 4 train yesterday in the Bronx after several cars detached. And they had to be rescued. 1010 Winds reporter Amanda Alexander has that story for us and brings us this live report now. Amanda?
Yeah, good morning, Donna. That's right. Unnerved and, quite frankly, they're fed up. This all happening near the 149th Street Grand Concourse station, where the third and fourth cars of that 4 train, they did detach. I spoke to this rider, Samir. He tells me that he takes this train every single day, but this kind of service just isn't worth the money.
It just causes issues all the time. Absolutely not. That's ridiculous. Just completely ridiculous how this place is.
Now, while there weren't any injuries here, the situation understandably stressful for some passengers, especially this woman, Bridget. She spoke with Eyewitness News.
I'm just waiting for my son to get off the train right now. Honestly, I've been standing here for over an hour waiting for my son to get off this train. He's hyperventilating, panicking.
Now, how the detachment occurred, still under investigation, but everyone did manage to escape safely. Reporting live at the 149th Street Grand Concourse Station, Amanda Alexander, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Well, there's been an arrest in a disturbing story we told you about last week here on 1010 Winds, the discovery of human body parts in a trash area outside a Brooklyn apartment building. 38-year-old Christopher Moss lives in that building on East 21st Street in Flatbush. He's been charged with concealing a corpse. Some residents were more shocked than others at the grisly discovery, but they were all pretty appalled.
We had a lot of things like that happen around here, but not chopped up. That sounds crazy.
This is a block that the NYPD usually has a car or two.
I tried to bring down garbage. I was cleaning up and tried to bring down the garbage, but they told me I couldn't pass.
It's terrible, and it's just ironic.
Police haven't yet confirmed the victim's identity, but the Daily News talked with relatives who say it was 33-year-old Daryl Montgomery, who also lived in the building. In fact, the two may have been roommates, and sources tell 1010 Winds this may have been a case of domestic violence. Well, fatal gun violence in Brooklyn over the weekend, also in the Flatbush section. A 24-year-old man shot to death in the lobby of another apartment building on Dorchester Road. It happened overnight on Sunday, shortly after someone phoned 911 about a noisy argument in the apartment next door. A person of interest is reportedly in police custody, but no arrests yet. Well, putting a check in the mail has apparently become a leap of faith in this day and age. A Long Island man is sharing his story after a nearly $4,000 check he mailed to the IRS back in March was stolen, altered, and cashed by someone else.
I noticed online you could see a picture of the check, and the check was made out to, it originally was made out to the United States Treasury, but then later on when I could see on the image online, it said it was made out to Juan Aguilar.
Now that is Ed Lippman of Farmingville, who tells 1010 Winds either someone fished his check out of the mailbox or someone in the post office had something to do with it. His bank denied his fraud claim, saying he took too long to report it, and no arrests yet. Police still investigating. Perhaps most frustrating, he says, is that the government now claims he hasn't paid his taxes. They've given him 180 days to come up with another $4,000 before he's hit with additional penalties. Well, a different kind of Halloween experience now open again on Long Island. The Halloween House at the Broadway Commons in Hicksville isn't the traditional haunted attraction. Founder Jay Schwartz telling 1010 Winds it was created so that everyone can enjoy it.
We call it an anxiety-free haunted house. Instead of having people just jumping out, screaming in your face, breathing in your face, trying to scare you, make you uncomfortable, and chase you through the attraction, this is somewhere that there's over a dozen different individual unique experiences.
For instance, there's the Halloween Jeopardy game, he says, a graveyard movie theater, and a spooky speakeasy with billiards among a series of immersive rooms. There's also carnival games and prizes. The Halloween House is open in the evenings only on weeknights and from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. on Saturday and Sunday through the holiday. A groundbreaking ceremony taking place today in East Harlem, where the new Children's Aid Community Center is being built 7 years after their century-old previous building had to close. 1010 Winds spoke with Children's Aid CEO Phoebe Boyer about the new space.
This is a super exciting thing to be rebuilding one of our long-term community centers, and it'll have modern classrooms, a basketball court, the very creative gymnatorium, so it can both be a gym and a performance space.
And she says the new building will enable Children's Aid to offer comprehensive resources and opportunities to people who need it most, like they've been doing for over 170 years. Children's Aid serves nearly 50,000 children and their families in New York City. The groundbreaking is at 9:30 this morning at Lex and East 101st Streets. A national fraternity has temporarily suspended its chapter at Rutgers after a student was badly hurt at an off-campus frat house last week. Alpha Sigma Phi says it's looking into whether the 19-year-old man was a victim of hazing. The Middlesex County Prosecutor's Office is investigating as well, but they're not commenting yet. The teenager was found unconscious early last Wednesday by officers reporting to a disconnected 911 call from the frat house. He's now in critical condition.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music, while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call, because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.